Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Welcome back to the show. I want to tell this story, and I just wanted to ask you guys, do you think it's rude to have sex in someone else's house? 585-252-9800.
Where specifically?
Well, the story is a buddy of mine told me on Saturday night, his old college roommate comes into town this past weekend for the holidays. He's visiting family and friends. The story is he's 43. He's been talking to this girl who's 27 years old. So, a little bit of an age gap.
Okay.
He brings her back to Rochester with him. And originally he was going to get, he was going to stay at his parents' house. But now he feels awkward bringing home this young girl to stay with him at his parents' house. He also doesn't want to spend a buttload of money on a hotel during the holidays. So instead of getting a hotel, he stays at my friend's house with him and his wife.
Okay.
Following?
Yeah.
So now it's this 43-year-old guy, this 27-year-old girl in that he's speaking with, staying at my friend's house with him and his wife.
Okay.
So they're in the house. They're staying in the guest room. And my buddy tells me that his wife got super upset because they would hear them constantly hooking up in the morning. They have two kids under the age of 10 whose bedroom is right next door to the guest room. Then they find out that one morning, when everyone is up and getting ready and going about their business, this 43-year-old and his 27-year-old girlfriend were making a lot of noise. Turns out they're having sex in the shower. Now my buddy's wife is really pissed. So my buddy says his wife sent out a group text to all of her girlfriends that said he is the rudest mother ... I've ever met. He's hooking up with this girl in our home. Is that rude behavior to be hooking up in someone else's home when you're a guest? Yes or no? Breeze? Intern Jackie?
I plead the fifth.
Because you've done it a handful of times, right?
Yeah.
Jackie, what do you think?
When there's kids in the house, yeah.
I think it also depends on where you're doing it. Like, if you're banging on their, family kitchen table, yeah, for sure.
The kitchen table.
But, if it's in their guest room, okay, what do you expect?
Well, the other thing is that the shower they were hooking up in is the shower the kids use. It's the mutual bathroom shower.
The shower? Oh. I mean, at least it's, no mess. No nonsense. Yeah, that's wild.
Where did this happen to you? Whose home did you hook up in?
I'd rather not say.
It was your parents.
I'm not going to say it is or isn't. All I'm saying is it's happened. It's happened. Didn't you sleep with someone in Scott Spazzano's bed?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. So.
Oh, thanks for bringing that up. So that actually, yeah.
Whoopsies. Sorry, Scotty.
Well, what had happened was.
What happened was.
First of all, I was 22 and I was still living with my parents.
Mm-hmm.
And at the time I was working with Spazzano and Sandy. Scott's leaving to go on vacation to Jamaica.
You're like, perfect opportunity.
He says, Moose, why don't you house sit for me? This will give you a chance to get out of your parents' house and you can have your own space for a week.
Right.
I said, okay, great. So one night, I ended up hooking up with a girl in his bed the night before he came home. And then without even thinking about it, I just left. Like a normal person would wash the sheets, right? Yeah. Be a little respectful. Yeah. No, I just said, thanks, man, and left. He got so pissed at me. I also left an empty pizza box on his counter from Pizza Hut.
In the bed. He's like, hey, we have rats now.
Oh, he was so upset. Adam wasn't thinking.
One time, I was at my aunt's house, and I was in such a rush, as I always am. And I stopped in to use their washer and dryer or something stupid. And I went outside, and I went back inside, and I forgot to shut the sliding glass door.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I come back 2 or 3 days later. They're out of town, and the sliding glass door is open. I'm like, oh my God, I'm an idiot. It was open for 2 days.
Oh my Lord.
And I shut it. I'm like, oh my God, thank God I dodged that bullet. Like, no one will ever know. They got home, there was a chipmunk in their house. So
how did you forget to close this?
I don't know. I'm an idiot.
Let me go over to some of your text messages here. Jason is here. He says, a few years before my divorce, I took my family to visit my grandparents across the country. And my grandmother showed my wife and I to our room in the late afternoon and suggested we could unpack our things and make love if we liked.
Ew.
So depending on who you're staying with, no, I don't think it's rude.
Sometimes they're fine, sometimes they're not.
Can you imagine your grandma taking you to your room with your wife and being like, here's where you're going to stay. Feel free to make love.
Ew, no.
Courtney says, if I found out anyone was hooking up in the shower that my kids use, they would be out on the street. Hi, Moose and Breeze. Yikes. It's Stephanie. So when my friend and her husband come to visit each year, I'm just automatically assuming that this is happening in my house. I wash the sheets regardless. Yeah, some people don't care. So when I came into town for the film festival, that's where I met you.
Yeah.
The Rochester Film Fest my film was in. I also had my cousin's wedding. Well, my girlfriend at the time from LA flew in to go to the wedding with me. Well, the first night we were in town, we stayed with my brother and his sister-in-law. They don't have any kids. We stayed in the guest bedroom. And she wanted to hook up, and I refused. I was like, I can't do it. She got really upset with me. I was like, I'm not doing it with my brother and sister-in-law next door. They can hear. And I said, I just feel like it's disrespectful.
Oh.
And she got really pissed. And was I in the wrong?
I don't share that same energy with you. I don't know. Why is it disrespectful? Like, be quiet. I don't know.
It just felt wrong.
You're like, I need to, every time I do it, I need to be theatrical. Like, you're good. You know what I mean?
I forgot my leather mask with the zipper over the mouth.
Yeah, people hook up. Like, that's just what we do.
I know. I just feel
don't be a prude.
No, I'm not a prude.
You're a prude.
I'm not. It's just a time and a place, and I just felt really awkward. I'm like, I just feel like this is wrong. I'm not going to do it. Now, I did, years back, hook up with my girlfriend in her parents' bedroom when they went out of town. I thought that was...
You're like, that's baller.
Yeah.
Every morning is a party with Moose and Breezy. Be a part of BXY Mornings now when you call or text us at 585-252-9800. The number one hit music station. 98 BXY. Vibrant color, oratory skills. A deep exploration into drama, suspense, tragedy, and comedy. BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present another award-worthy performance in Moosterpiece Theater.
That's right. It's another episode, and here's the deal. We're going to act out a scene from a movie I picked that Breezy's never seen, and then she'll go home tonight, watch that film, and bring it in tomorrow for Breezy's big movie review. 585-252-9800. If you know the name of the film, this is a Christmas classic, if you will. Breezy, today's scene is between a boy and,
yeah,
I guess you want to say a parental figure, but okay. It's heartwarming and it's sad and depressing, but that's what the holidays are all about, right?
Right.
Be the method actress I know you know how to be. Now, we're outside, it's cold, but we're basically... We've done scenes like this before where your character has to say goodbye to my character.
I feel like that's every week. It's every week.
It's not every week.
It's foreshadowing.
Yeah. But what questions do you have today?
Am I cold?
You're outside. You are wearing a coat.
Are flurries flying around?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you're not in the middle of a blizzard. Okay?
All right.
But it's a sad scene. So I'm going to start. I have the first
Am
line.
Am I crying?
You'll get there for sure.
Okay.
When are you not? All right, guys. Lights, camera, action. It's Moosterpiece Theater on PXY.
Make sure the music doesn't run out, okay?
Yeah. You know what? I think this is the best Christmas I've ever had. You're 12, remember, so play it like a 12-year-old.
You know, that night you came back, it's because I wished it. I wished that you would be here for Christmas.
Hey, Charlie. Thanks for giving me a second chance to be your dad. Now there's something I have to tell you. It's time for me to go.
What? Wait, what? No. I'm not going to let you go.
Charlie. You got to get on with your life, buddy.
No. Come on. It'll get cold again, Dad. You'll see. Winter's just barely starting.
What about when it gets warm?
We'll go to South Africa.
America.
Let's go to South America. It's really, really hot in South Africa.
South Africa.
No, I'm dead. We'll go to South America. When it's summer here, it's winter there. Ah, and the music.
We got lost the music.
I specifically asked you to keep the music rolling. Got it.
What about Mom? Mom needs you, Charlie.
But what if I need you?
Oh, I will always be there. I promise. As long as you hold someone in your heart, you can never lose them. And if you can do that, you can do anything.
No, don't leave, Dad. I know you're a snowman, but still, you're my father. Oh my God.
I'm sorry, buddy.
Don't leave.
But I'm literally melting. I'm a snowman. If you start introducing me as your dad, people are going to think you're crazy.
Well, better than nothing. Some of the kids in my class don't even have a dad.
Goodbye, Charlie.
Deadbeat.
I love you. I have to go. I'm melting. I love you, son.
No! You're melting, Dad! Why, Dad? Why? Oh, my God!
Cut. Okay.
So I crushed. Wait, so who was on drugs that wrote that a snowman was someone's father? What drugs are you taking? No, I would die to know.
You guys are not going to believe me if I told you the A-list actor that played the role of that snowman.
That's really,
you won't believe it.
Really
look at
bad.
Oh, Mark texts in and he goes, I already know what it is. It's Jack Frost.
Okay, Mark. Know it all.
It is Jack Frost.
I'm confused.
You've never seen Jack Frost with Michael Keaton?
No, I missed that one, unfortunately.
He was just coming off the high of playing Batman. He's like, yeah, I'll play the snowman in this movie. That melts right in front of his son.
The kid thought it was... So how did that work? By, like,
he made a wish to see his dad again. I don't know. I think his dad died in like a car accident. Or I'm confusing that for a different film, but...
He hit his head on a sheet of ice. He's like, I know we'll really get him. We'll bring him back as a snowman. Hilarious.
And, you know, he only gets to see him certain times during the year, you know, because, you know, once it gets warmer.
The restraining order.
Yeah, the restraining order. He starts to melt.
Wait, this is like the OG Frozen.
Right.
Some people are worth melting for. Olaf.
That's what it is. Yeah.
That's crazy. So, I've literally, how old is this film? I've never even heard of it.
It's 1998.
Yeah.
Rotten Tomatoes, surprisingly, only scored this 19%. But we'll get into that tomorrow.
I was four, so there's that.
Great job today, though.
Is this a short film?
No, this is a feature-length film.
Oh.
So you free up some time tonight and then bring it in tomorrow.
He goes, no, I'm so sorry. This is 4 hours.
It's a four-hour Quentin Tarantino.
Oh, my God.
About a guy who comes back as a snowman.
He's in the mafia for no reason.
I mean, it's a different version of Mrs. Doubtfire. You know what I mean?
I love it.
You're going to absolutely love it.
98PXY is free and always will be.
Okay, I have to.
Want to clear the air? Need to get something off your chest? Go on, try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. I regret moving in with my lazy, unemployed boyfriend. No one cares that your kid made the honor roll. I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show. There. I said it. Now, doesn't that feel better? BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There I Said It on the number one hip music station. 98 BXY.
You guys want to spit some hot fire this morning? All right, let's do it. 585-252-9800 for There I Said It. Breezy and I are going to get to all your unpopular opinions. By the way, it was a absolute treat talking to your sweet grandma this morning, Grandma Carol.
She crushed it.
She did.
She absolutely crushed.
She will be celebrating a birthday on Christmas Day.
Yes, she will.
All right.
Oh, sweet Graham.
Where's our friends at, Breezy?
Where are you guys? Where art thou?
I want to get to Kaylee first. She texted in during the commercial break and says, "What's up, guys? I just want to say open casket funerals are inappropriate and unnecessary, and it's a tease and a false sense of hope. Being able to see your dead relative for the last time. And I just think it tarnishes their memory." There I said it. She had a lot to say about it.
She really went in for it.
She did.
I love that for you.
Do you agree? I don't agree with that at all.
I think it's, if it's their last dying wish, then you do you. You know what I mean?
Open the box.
Open Pandora's box. Wide open. This person says, "Snoop Dogg is absolutely terrible." There I said it. Snoop out of Snoop.
He's everywhere.
I feel like he's just very, he's such a polarizing person. Like, some people love him, some people despise him. I'm like, what? I don't feel any way about him in either direction.
I mean,
he doesn't matter to me whatsoever.
You cannot turn on the TV without seeing Snoop Dogg somewhere. Even Shaquille O'Neal. Snoop Dogg is everywhere. I mean, that guy has so many endorsements. T-Mobile, those little tiny fire pit grill thingies. There's too many to name. I mean, he's best friends with Martha Stewart.
Yeah, which is such an odd combo.
It's so odd. I love it, though.
Oh, jeez Louise. Let's see. Who else is here? "Being broke before getting rich is the only way to truly appreciate wealth." There I said it.
Who said that? I agree.
Didn't write their name, but they do have a point.
I mean, if you're given everything, how do you appreciate that? You never had to work for anything.
Right.
You know?
You got to know what it's like to struggle at least once in your life.
When was the last time you did that?
Last week.
Oh, that's not struggling. All right, you just had a speed bump for 3 hours.
Last week.
You're okay.
Yeah.
"I think Squid Games is the best show to ever hit Netflix, and my boyfriend and I are beyond excited for season 2 coming out in 10 days. It is one of the best shows on TV. Did you see the first season? Season 2 comes out.
I don't do dubs. I don't do dubs.
Oh, you're missing out.
I don't do dubs. I don't do accents.
It's not a dub.
It is. They're dubbing over the voice.
No, I mean, they're speaking in Korean. And they just have the subtitles.
Dubbing over in English.
I don't watch it that way.
Oh, well, I can't read, so.
It's got to be really tough for you.
Mine for today is this. I started watching a show last night, and I love when Netflix does this specifically. Actually does it a lot. They make murder into like a sitcom. So this new show that I'm watching is called No Good Deed. It's very confusing. You have to like
first season
watching. Yeah, you have to keep watching to figure out what actually is going on. But it's a good show because it's like humorous and comedy.
Yeah.
But it is like murder. Did you watch it?
No, I haven't seen it.
I would 10/10 recommend.
You know me, I love a good murder documentary.
So a lot of lesbians in it too.
That's nice.
Very interesting.
All right,
But it's not like a murder mystery doc where you're like, oh my god, they're like people actually lost their lives. It's like, it's funny.
Yeah.
It's comical.
Yeah. Who's in it?
Phoebe.
Oh, yes. Got it. Okay. I heard.
Yeah.
Got it. Ray Romano?
Romano?
Romano. Ray Romano.
Yeah.
Who cares?
So close.
Oh, look at Troy. This is so negative, you guys. Bills don't have a chance in making it to the Super Bowl this year. And everyone thinks Josh Allen is going to save that team. He's one man. He can't do it alone. There, I said it.
But he does.
We don't want that type of energy this morning, Troy.
Yeah, lose our number.
Yeah, please.
Thank
you. We don't appreciate it.
I'll block him. I'm in a big blocking spree right now. Anyone who makes me upset or pisses me off, I just block them. I've been blocking a lot of people.
You got a short fuse.
I blocked like 3 people last night.
Intern Jackie, when was the last time you blocked somebody?
I block people on TikTok all the time.
Well,
quite literally yesterday.
What about text messages? Like people in your contact list?
I'll delete the conversation.
Oh, just so you don't really have to look at it?
Yeah.
Got it. What's your there I said it for today?
Your last there I said it.
Yeah, I know.
It's crazy.
I know. This is actually really upsetting.
Is this your last day?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's sad.
I know.
Oh, thanks for your time.
Yeah, I tried getting a job here, but
Oh, it didn't go over well?
They politely declined, yeah.
They're like, we don't have any room at the inn.
That's what they said.
What they said, we don't have any room here? Well, that means one of us is going to have to go.
No pressure.
Don't worry. We'll work it out for you, Jackie. We'll pull some strings.
Yeah.
No, every other station has three, don't they?
Not Spazano and Sandy. That's why we have interns. So.
Yeah, but most morning shows have three. We use our listeners and our interns as the third mic. You know what I mean?
Good to know.
What's your there set of for?
We're struggling.
I think that there's no point, and I think it's stupid, if you have a nice car and you don't drive it. Like, what's the point of buying a nice car? Just have it sit there.
I agree with that.
Well, sometimes you don't want to drive a Porsche on 4 feet of snow.
Well, my roommate literally has a BMW, and I drive everywhere. Make it make sense. Why is it sitting there in the student parking lot?
Yeah, what?
Yeah.
Collecting snow and salt?
Yeah.
Quite literally, yes.
Absolutely. All right. Well, I agree with that wholeheartedly. People are like, I have a sports car in the garage. It's like, okay, no one would ever know that, though.
Where is it?
So.
It's got the cover on it. Let me go over to Brooke. Bring back Ellen. The world needs that woman. She is so missed. There, I said it. Missed by who?
Yeah, no. She's not.
Wasn't Ellen the most toxic woman in showbiz last year?
She, like, left the country.
No,
Are
she's...
making that up? I heard that she was like, I'm doing this one last stand-up thing on Netflix that I'm going to...
And she did it.
...dip out.
And she did it. I did not get an opportunity to actually watch that. I don't know if it's funny or not.
I heard it was funny.
Did you guys watch that? The Ellen special on Netflix? It's her last stand-up routine.
She's like, so yeah. She doesn't need to do anything. She's good.
A friend of mine was one of the line producers on the show at Warner Brothers.
Was he beaten?
She. And she definitely had some stories of the work environment going on behind the scenes, and it was not pretty. It was not pretty.
Yeah, I don't doubt that whatsoever.
And that came from the horse's mouth.
Ooh.
Oh, and by the way, I think mine for
she
today.
She signed an NDA.
Die Hard is one of the most, is got to be one of the most best Christmas movies ever made. There, I said it.
The most best. Yep.
It was the most best Christmas movie, better than any other movie ever made. There, I said it.
Die Hard?
Yeah. And that's what we're going to do for Mooster Piece Theater coming up next week on the show, too.
I'm not here next week, so you can do that with Jackie.
Hey, it's Julia. You can spend your noon hour with me and some of our favorite artists each weekday around 12:30. We do a celebrity check-in with some of the biggest names in music and pop culture. The Julia Show on the number one hit music station, 98 PXY.